from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could join us for our radio program on a Monday evening, a big kickoff week for colleges. I know that they had week zero last week. I know for some Seminole fans, they probably wish it wasn't. But other teams, too, were in action. And then this coming week, everything kind of gets going. But last week was quite a week for high schools. Obviously, we had some really good games around the state, but the focus has now, in week one of the high school football, has completely shifted to South Florida. The third annual Broward County National High School Football Showcase took place this last week. 14 teams, ESPN coverage, and what a great deal, and everybody took part, and everybody that watched it was just blown away with not only the competition, but the teams that came down and had such a great time. Brainchild of Dr. Kevin Perry, he and Sean Serra have organized this along with a big staff to the point where it is indeed a signature event. And Dr. Perry is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you guys are just about getting rested, or probably not, because you were running around for the last 5 months getting this thing ready. Congratulations again on just an outstanding event.
Thank you, Larry. And thank you for being a part of it and covering everything. And you're not, we haven't stopped yet. We got a few more days of cleaning up a few things, but wow. What a great event it was this year.
Yeah. You and I, we kicked this thing off back in April, May, when we had on our station right here, where we had the unveiling of the teams that would be taking place over at Dave & Buster's, which obviously has just been a crazy big sponsor for you guys as well. And then we kind of broke it down. Last 2 weeks, we had all 14 head coaches on locally, and last week the national ones. And then we kicked this off on Thursday with Monarch High School beating in a thrilling game against Peachtree Ridge of Georgia. And then the nightcap saw Teddy Bridgewater make his regular season debut, beating Coconut Creek, all the way to early Sunday morning when Shaman Amadonna just gave it everything they could against a really good St. John Bosco. Talk about the event, and not only that, but oftentimes when ESPN covers high school football, one team or another will get way out in front and then they'll lose the audience. That didn't happen Friday or Saturday.
No, that was a big thing that, you know, even I discussed with ESPN on Saturday night. Out of the seven games, believe it or not, five of the seven came down to the final drive of the game. And that's remarkable when you're trying to match up the right teams, especially at the high school level, and, you know, kids transferring. But I can't wait to see the ratings come out. But we were blessed to have, you know, five outstanding games that came down to the wire.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, I mean, just preparing for these games because of the fact that all the details, I mean, the teams got coming in from outside the area. You had to make sure that you had their buses ready to pick them up at the airport and had a liaison go with every single team to make sure they made every event on time, putting them up in hotels, having them meet at places like Dave & Buster's and play games. And then all the logistics that take place, I mean, it's crazy, but it took an entire village to get this thing going. You know, I know that you and Sean are up front with the headlines and rightfully so, but how many countless people stepped up to make this thing a success at all venues?
Like you said, like we can't do it without an amazing team. Yeah, you know, you see Sean and I, our names out there the most, but we couldn't even do it if it wasn't for James Knapp and the Broward Education Foundation, and just the team that Patty, Rocky, Jen, and Kristen have done with the BCAA. Without the Broward County Athletic Association, it just, you know, they busted their behinds for us the entire week. Like you said, we had liaisons, we had hotel ambassadors. It takes a team to do this, and, you know, we're still learning. It's only year three. So yeah. I'm looking forward to even growing this even bigger and better next year. But we can't do it without the people. I don't want to get too many individual names because I don't want to forget anybody. I would love to do something in the future just to recognize everybody at once. But, yeah, like you said, it takes a village to do something like this on a national stage.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. Kevin Perry joining us. Broward County was in the spotlights with the National Football Showcase. And as I said, you know, last week we had St. John Bosco head coach, Coach Negro. And then we also had the Bishop Gorman head coach on. And the feedback that we got from that show, especially from the Gorman people, having lived out there and having known a lot of people out there, they were just blown away. You know, remember this, both teams have played national games. They've both played in Texas. They both played in Hawaii and have major, you know, contests all over the country. But this, for some reason, and, you know, I know Coach Negro from St. John Bosco told you that they would like to come back every single year. And you're talking about a high-profile team that's always in the national spotlight in California. And you know Bishop Gorman, they're defending national champions. But having those teams and then having Hoover, Alabama, a program that we know may have been down, but they're on their way back up, new head coach. Back in the Rush Probst days, they were nationally recognized. And then Peachtree Ridge, a program that obviously is growing and then Milton. You know, a team that lost last year, came back this year, won a state title last year, and they were nationally rated, had a great game, as you mentioned, with American Heritage. Talk about that, because you've got a lot of people from all over the place and certainly a lot of fan support. You had to be impressed with what Bishop Gorman brought. You had to be impressed with what St. John Bosco brought. And you're talking about all the way across the country.
Yeah, I've been blessed with networking. I mean, like you said, you've named the top programs, and looking at some of the polls that came out today, in just 3 years, we've had 9 of the top 20 ranked teams in the country already play in the Broward County Showcase. That says a lot there. And after speaking to them in the, you know, the short time since this one's ended, they all want to come back. So yeah, have the number 1, 4, I mean, to have these high-profile ranked teams that are ultimately in the conversation for national champion at the end of the year and be so impressed with what we do, what we have to offer, they want to come back. And it's hard to say no.
And you know, the great thing this year, you added a North Florida team in Lake Mary, you added a Dade County team in Northwestern, which kind of sets a table for the future, because you know, locally, a lot of people are kind of skeptical till you do it. Now everybody saw Northwestern and how they were treated. Everybody saw Lake Mary upstate. You know, I got countless calls yesterday. Who's coming from up there next year? And obviously, I know you don't want to give anything away, but I know there's a couple of teams that you have pretty much solid for next year. Hopefully getting one of the perennial powers in the nation, Matter Day, to come. And obviously, they know now how legitimate it is by having Gorman and Bosco there the last couple of years. Any other teams that you may be able to give away?
No, I don't want to give them away yet. I know you and I, you know, we spoke on a personal level. You can probably put some two and two together, but out of respect of the current season, I don't want to create any type of noise or distraction out of respect to the coaches and programs, but
no doubt.
I know it's kind of cliche to hear me say this every year, but I really think next year might be better.
Wow. That's going to be tough to top, especially when you get the ratings from ESPN and the three major games that they had on, as you said, that went down to the last drive. Couldn't ask anything better. Kevin, I can't thank you enough for the experience. We really enjoyed it, being part of it, you know, from the beginning of it right until on Saturday night. And just an outstanding job, and certainly a blueprint for people who are thinking about doing the same thing and like down the line in the middle of the season.
I thank you. And like I said, thank you for everything you do covering the kids, because ultimately that's what it's about. It's about exposing the kids. Hopefully they have more opportunities doing it the week before college football starts. I hope these colleges are looking. I was actually followed on Instagram and Twitter by some very high profile college coaches. So that tells me they were watching. And nice. Hopefully these kids get noticed and scholarship opportunities happen.
Good stuff. I appreciate you. We'll see you soon. And again, tremendous job.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Good stuff. Dr. Kevin Perry, what a Broward County National Showcase High School tournament they put on over the weekend, and certainly kind of set the table for the college season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.